Because this episode of the Filing to Filing podcast was very long, we've decided to cut it down into two parts, so this is the second part of the third episode of Season 2.
So we do have a couple of series coming up, so yep. We're going to have to name two squads, which we did a couple of years ago, but this is for COVID reasons and stuff like that. So we've got a T20 series in New Zealand and a test series against South Africa in South Africa.
Pretty much happens.
So we're going to go through a few players.
Yeah.
And we're going to sort of discuss what side they're going to be. Mitchell Starc is going to be the first one.
Yeah. I would have him in the T20 swap.
I reckon.
Just for that experience. Just to
have him he's better. Yeah.
That T20 squad.
Give someone else a go in the test side, I think.
Yeah.
Just give him a spell out. He can go back to the Shield if he wants.
Yeah, but the only thing with Mitchell Starc is going to be like, he can reverse swing the ball, and South Africa is very infamous for that, having that reverse swing.
Well.
I'm pretty sure.
Sandpaper. Obviously, you'll probably have guys like Kane Richardson and Andrew Tye who've got a bit of experience who will be, should be in that T20 side.
Yeah.
Sean Abbott, he could be in either side, really.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't matter. Honestly, it doesn't really matter. He's probably a good all-rounder in the test side. Ben McDermott.
T20s
could be in the test side again.
Yeah, could be, but I'd rather him in the T20s as just that sort of step up in that sort of introduction to international cricket. So yeah, with Ben McDermott, I think having him at come into the T20 side and just welcome me into that Australian squad, I guess.
I mean, he's been good in Shield cricket, and I know, like, obviously we don't take the BBL seriously, but he's been hitting the ball very, very well.
Yeah.
He was hitting big sixes.
I think he's, like, the second or third highest scorer in the Big Bash at the moment.
And he's top five in the Shield.
Yeah, I think sort of welcoming into that sort of...
Could be in either.
Yeah, I'd rather him in the T20s, though, I think.
I would like to see him in the test squad, especially if they're dropping Wade.
Yeah. But I don't think I have a slight feeling they won't be.
Jai Richardson has been doing really well in the BBL. Hasn't played red ball cricket for a while.
Yeah.
Because he's had his shoulder injury, but I think you've got to get him into the test squad.
Yeah.
Especially somewhere like South Africa where he's going to get bounce.
Yeah, I would like
pace and bounce.
I'd Jai like Richardson, to see him in the test squad, but I'm just wary about his shoulder. I don't know how he'll go.
I think he's played enough cricket now that we can ease him into...
Yeah.
Like, give him a few net sessions I think he'll be all right.
South Africa, from what I can tell, will be going into the test series with a lot of form and a lot of good form, especially Faf du Plessis.
I mean, it's a newish squad for them.
For South Africa.
A newish look squad, because they've had a lot of senior blokes retire. Okay. Faf's retiring soonish.
He'll probably retire.
He's already said he's like retiring soon, but it's a matter of time.
I think
really.
De Kock's now the captain for South Africa.
Yeah, that would sound right.
I think he's passed it on.
Moses, just leave him in the test squad.
Yep. I think I don't think he'll play in the first test.
If he plays at all, but
yeah. But I think it would be good to have him in there as an all-rounder.
He's good to have as a backup option in the squad.
Yeah.
Matthew Wade, T20 squad. We've said this before.
Yeah, experience in the top order in the batting.
He's been good as soon as he's gone back to the BBL.
Yeah.
Even though he hasn't been great in the test matches, and I think Sean Marsh, I'd like to see him in the test squad, but it won't happen. Yeah. They won't go back to him. Even though he's been on fire in the Shield.
Do you reckon he'll get in the T20 squad?
No. They won't pick him. He's too old now. I don't think they.
And he's made a fair few runs in the Big Bash.
Oh.
But.
Yeah. Swepo, test squad.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer, really.
He's definitely our second best spinner.
Yep.
In Australia at the moment.
Josh Phillippe, we said before, T20 squad, definitely.
Yeah.
Tim Payne, there's been questions over whether he's the right man to be captaining Australia. I say back him in.
100%.
He's been doing.
Like
as good a job as anyone.
Yeah, like you think of like when we're watching the test, the doco series, what he walked into as what he stepped into as captain was what people would consider
just a wreck. An absolute wreck of a culture and a side.
Almost impossible to recoup.
And he's done it. He'd done a brilliant job.
Yeah.
I think they'll probably go back to Steve Smith.
I wouldn't like to, I wouldn't have Steve Smith, especially in South Africa.
Who would you have, though, other than Steve Smith?
I know, that's the problem.
I mean, guys like Travis Head, but hasn't really cemented his spot, has he?
I know.
Cummins,
I think...
I'm not convinced by Cummins. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm not convinced by Cummins as a captain either.
Yeah. It's just something about making a fast bowler your captain.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, Freddie Flintoff did it okay for England, but it's... Yeah.
I hope Travis Head will be the next captain for Australia.
I'd like to see if he comes along and actually really nails down a spot in that test.
Yeah,
side.
Once he starts making runs for Australia again and really...
Otherwise, do you go with like someone a bit more left field, like Alex Carey, who's been vice-captain for in the white ball side?
Yeah.
Who is probably almost a guarantee to be the next keeper in the test side. Otherwise, you go like someone like Josh Inglis, maybe, who's...
Not as a captain.
No, not as a captain, but as a wicketkeeper, I'm saying.
Or even maybe McDermott.
And again, he's someone who could be in the T20 side,
yeah,
possibly.
Even someone as...
McDermott, I don't think, is a full-time keeper. He's one of those blokes who'll keep... He'll keep in white ball cricket, but yeah. I wouldn't pick him as a five-day or four-day keeper.
Or even maybe they temporarily bring in Hanscom.
No. Hanscom, no.
I'd say
not
he's
as a keeper
he's
anymore.
He's done for Australia.
When he was younger, yeah, maybe, but not now. Marcus Harris, he'll keep his spot in the side. Oh, not in the side, but in the squad.
Yeah.
I think they'll bring Pekowski back in as long as he's fit. Pekowski, who's, I think, he's trying to avoid having surgery on that shoulder.
Yeah, so
he's partially dislocated.
Yeah.
He's just having injections and stuff to hopefully avoid surgery, and hopefully he'll be okay.
Because he's not playing in the Big Bash. He's withdrawn from the Big Bash.
No. I think he's just trying to get himself fit for the South Africa series. Just really want him to stay fit and want to see more of him at test level, because he's such a talent. Travis Head, I'd say keep him in the test side.
Yeah.
You could put him in the T20 side, but I think it's best for him to stay around that side, even if he's not playing.
Yeah, 100%.
Backup bowlers in the test side, I think Nisa and Pattinson should be contending for that Mitchell Stark spot.
I wouldn't have Pattinson go over there to South Africa. Just because I think he's a bit too injury prone. Because I think he's been injured again. I think he's injured at the moment.
Well, so you'd take someone like Abbott, maybe?
Possibly, yeah. I'd have Pattinson.
As that extra backup.
If Pattinson can play, I'd have him playing in New Zealand.
I think you're right. It wasn't a major injury that he had.
Yeah. He's just too injury prone, and I don't think he'll have
enough,
any jeopardy in the test series, I don't think.
Pace and bounce, though, again, South Africa.
He would be a handy bowler, but I'm not 100% sure on him.
This is, again, left field. Usman Khawaja, is he good? I've heard this raised online where some people reckon he should be opening the batting in test cricket, but I just don't think he's... Again, not convinced by him anymore.
What seems to happen with Khawaja, he's become more... I feel like he's become more lazy with his batting.
He's always batted like that, though.
Yeah.
He's always looked like that. It's just how he bats, though.
When it's like that fourth...
When he's batting really well, he looks really good, but when he's out of form, it looks like he's lazy.
Yeah, when it's
he's
like
always
that,
had that problem.
Fourth or fifth stump outside off, he just sort of like...
Because he likes to use his wrists a lot.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's sort of an awkward area
when it's
for
just
him,
especially being a left-hander, it's just that awkward area.
He likes to get his hands through the ball and... Yeah. Yeah, it nicks off a lot, but...
Chops it on. He got out for a golden, like, last night to an absolute peach by Dan Worrell.
Yes, yeah, that was very good.
Actually, good Dan Worrell, do you reckon he should be in any of the Australian sides?
Last year, if he hadn't got injured, I'd say he probably could have almost made the Ashes side.
Yeah.
I would like to see him in the Test side at some stage.
Yeah.
Again, biased, because I love him, but yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to have to go with a few sort of dark horses for the T20 side. So, what we're just going to name off a few names here. Sam Harper?
No, not yet.
Not even as a backup keeper?
Oh, nah.
I mean, I reckon Inglis is better than him.
Yeah, I reckon Inglis is better.
Jordan Silk? As a middle order player?
Yes.
good squad option. Yeah. Daniel Sams, and he'll get picked.
He'll get picked.
Even though...
There's no chance.
He's shocking.
He won't. There's no chance he will not be getting picked.
Yeah. Riley Meredith, I think he has to... Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Because he was in the...
X Factor.
He was in the white ball series in the squad for the England.
England and...
Didn't play, but...
Yeah. Yep. Wes Agar.
Surprisingly, yes. He's taken a fair few polls.
He's been good. I reckon throw him in there.
Yeah.
He used to be a meme, but he's actually gotten really good in the past couple of years.
Yeah. He's got
really good once.
Especially with he's developed that sort of really nice Yorker on like leg stump.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really
awkward. Yeah, would like to see him. Young one, Tanvir Sanger, who's bowled really well in the Big Bash.
I know. I actually semi-predicted, I thought he was going to be a good young gun.
Because obviously they'll have Zampa in the side, but...
As a backup?
They're not sure if Agar's going to be fit. I think he's injured at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, Ashton Agar's a bit of a spud, but...
You know. In T20s, is okay.
Yeah.
I think so obviously they're going to need a second spinner in that side. They'll have Darcy Short and Glenn Maxwell. You can't really call Maxwell a spinner, but
You give him two overs max in a T20.
Yeah, Sanger possibly in the squad?
Yeah, it'd be...
Because they're going to name 18 blokes, I reckon.
It'd be either him or, I guess, Steve O'Keefe, but Steve O'Keefe's...
Not O'Keefe. Yeah. No. Jason Behrendorf, last one. He hasn't bowled enough, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. It depends how many bowlers they want to take over there, but yeah. Oh,
I'm not 100% sure. Okay. Before we get into that,
okay.
I want to ask you a question about this T20 side.
Yeah, go for it.
Now, people have been talking about in the Big Bash that Maxwell's a very good captain for the Stars.
He is good, yes.
Would you have him replace Finch for captaincy?
I would like to see it.
You would?
I honestly wouldn't mind it because Maxwell, yeah.
Because people
earlier in his career, you wouldn't have picked him as a good captain, but once he started captaining the Stars, he's actually been really good.
People were saying like how good he is with like his bowling change.
His bowling changes and his field management are really, really good.
Yeah, because I think Finchy
in the one days is okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to give him, give Maxwell the captaincy in T20, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I would be for it as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
I reckon that'd be quite interesting. Or at least even like a vice-captain. I think Finch is captain and Maxwell's a vice-captain. That would be a very good partnership, I think.
Now, Nico.
Yep.
I hear that you are fed up.
I'm fed up.
What are you fed up about this time?
I'm fed up about the Big Bash being such a low-scoring competition.
Even after the Sydney Thunder made 232?
Yep.
Yeah.
Even after that, because, Jimmy,
take the mic, buddy.
I've got the stats for you, Jim. So there's been, as of recording, 108 innings of cricket. That's a lot of cricket.
That is a lot of cricket.
There's been 7 scores below 100.
Ooh. How many of those were the Melbourne Renegades?
A lot of them. A lot of them. That's terrible. For a game...
That's supposed to be high scoring?
Yes. For a format of the most boring game in the world to be entertaining.
Yeah.
And the most entertaining... What's the most entertaining thing about cricket? Runs.
Runs. Lots of runs. 10 runs and over.
Yes. At least... But no, there's only been 4, or I think maybe 5, of 200-plus scores. That's not enough, Jim. That's...
No.
For a game that they're trying to make about the batsman with this power play, with, you know, the bloody power surge,
It's supposed to be a batsman's game.
It is supposed to be a batsman's game. It's like they're bringing in the boundaries, you know, it used to be the fences back in the day, and now they've brought in the rope. It's... And there's been 38 sub-150 scores.
Out of what, 108?
Out of 108.
Yeah.
So that's what, a third?
The ratios are not good.
That's terrible. Like, and you know what the reason is for it all, Jim? It's too much bloody cricket.
Yes.
It's too much. 108 innings, and we're not even in finals yet. That's too... Like, players are getting... I'm not going to swear. Players are getting knackered. Players are getting cooked.
Let's keep this PG, Nico.
The only reason why the big scores are coming in now is because they're making their pitches terrible.
Yep. Which they always have done.
because the adjudicators can't be bothered after 108 innings of 54 matches of making a pitch. They can't be bothered. Yep. So they're just like, you know what? Yep. Play on it. Go on.
Yep.
Have a swing.
I can only imagine how dodgy the pitches are going to be at the MCG today.
I know, because they're playing...
Because they're playing two games.
They're playing two games. Probably, will they be on the same pitch?
Or would they just prepare like a one-day wicket, maybe?
That would be interesting.
Because like they wouldn't prepare like a traditional T20 surface, but maybe more of a one-day pitch that can withstand 80 overs.
I'd actually rate that.
Yeah.
Or if they
I think they have to.
They just made like one T20 pitch for two games, and then
T20 pitch would just it'd be shot after.
You'd literally 40. You'd just bowl it on like halfway down the pitch and just roll to the batsman. Yeah. That would actually
get the ball turning.
The MCG will get another fine for making a dangerous pitch again.
All right.
So yeah, I'm fed up that there's too much Big Bash. And the players are getting knackered and not being able to make as many runs. There's only been, what, 200s?
That I can recall, yeah.
And they happened...
Hales and Carey.
And they happened in the same weekend.
Yeah.
That's terrible. And it's taken this long. It's taken them this long to get to 200s.
All right. Time to take the mic off, Nico. This is...
I'm fed up, Jim.
Yep. I know.
I've had enough.
Cheers for if you're still here after Nico's ranting. We are going to get onto stories from Fine League. And this is a story that I get asked about quite often. And so if I ever get asked about it again, I'm just going to refer people to this podcast. Just go and listen to this.
Yep.
Because I'm going to talk about it now. It's going to be out there. This is my 99 not out, my highest score in cricket at Croydon Primary School about three seasons ago. So the morning of that... Well, so this was across 2 weeks. I was playing split innings because I was in the sevens. This was my second game of senior cricket. At the time, I was in bottom age 16s. And we were playing Norwood in the morning. I made 63 not out. That was my first 50. Batted really well. I think I hit 16 runs off one over. Bloke just kept bowling full tosses outside. Like, literally, in the same spot, four full tosses in a row. Just outside off, and I kept smacking them for four. Middle, nice. Every single one of them.
Nice.
And, yeah, and I think that got me there. We were playing a bloke who, I don't know if you'd know him, Will Parker.
Oh, I've heard of him.
You might know him.
I've heard of him. Didn't he go to that one Big Bash team?
Yeah, I think he plays Big Bash, doesn't he?
I think he
played for Victoria.
I think he got a contract. Yeah.
Yeah, so that I rock up to seniors. I was nervous because like I didn't really know what to expect, and I only played one senior game and hadn't really done anything.
Yeah,
this was actually my first time batting in seniors. I hadn't batted in my first game, I was playing in the seniors. Because we batted second in juniors, and so we batted first in seniors. And the captain comes up and just tells me, "You're batting. You're opening the batting." I'm like,
"Okay."
And like, even though we were playing sevens, like, I didn't know what to expect. I was still like really, really nervous. That's just the sort of bloke I was. I essentially just continued batting. I think I made about 40 odd. So I made a ton for the day.
Yeah.
Throughout the day, I think I finished on about 40 odd. And so, but. It's interesting at Croydon Primary because the ground is so small, so they can sort of just pack the field. So you either get one, four, or six, basically. And I wasn't a big hitter at all. Like, I was a very timid batsman, so I just... And the captain just told me to stay in. Just, like, don't go out, just bat the whole innings, which is what Fair I did enough. In the end. Stayed in for 35 and then had a bowl and then went home, split innings, as you do.
Yeah.
And then the second week, okay, so this is where this story gets interesting. That morning, Will Parker, again, don't know if you know him. He makes a ton before tea in juniors, which is 25 overs for those of you that don't know. We just bowled short to him and he just carted us and made a ton and pissed off to Premier Cricket where he was playing for Monash. Norwood made 333 in 50 overs against us, which is a massive score
unheard of in junior cricket.
That's huge. So then I'm feeling pretty crap after that, because I've made 63 the week before and gone, okay, we'd probably defend 200 here, we've batted pretty well, and then cough it up very easily. So we were bowling first in seniors, because the splitting is you swap over for the next week, and end up chasing, needing 360 on Croydon Primary, which is a decent total, but not a massive total.
It's not... It's doable.
It might seem big, but 360 and 70 overs there is, like, yeah.
It's achievable.
It's achievable. So we had this one bloke who came in, and he's hammered, like, 90 in about 15 overs or something. And then...
So how many did you need on the day?
I can't even remember. I don't know. Okay. I'm not actually sure. But, so I was very tired as well, because I'd bowled in juniors...
Yeah.
And fielded for 50 overs, and then bowled again and fielded for another 35 overs.
Yeah.
So I'm going, I'm very weary.
So you've you've bowled and fielded for 85 overs
pretty much, and then I'm trying to go in and bat again. They didn't clap me for my 50 for some reason.
Which was pricks.
Which was kind of odd. So I just sort of batted through. Somehow I made more runs the second day than I did the first day. I don't know how I did it, because I felt like I batted a lot better on that first week than I did the second week. But somehow I made more runs. So the Warren Woods team who we were playing was pretty much just full of dads and, like, their kids.
Yeah.
So as you would sometimes get in the sevens.
Yeah.
In those sort of grades, in modified grades.
In the comp that I'm playing in this season, in the fifths, we're playing against, I think, North Ringwood's sixes?
Yep.
Fifths or sixes? Yep. And literally, the whole side is just... Dad, son, dad, son.
Yeah, pretty much. So, like, although some blokes would say the bowling's just crap and you should just smash it. Like, again, I wasn't a big hitting batsman, so I didn't want to, like, just try and hack.
Yeah.
But the bowling was really awkward to face because it was, like, slow and basically what you get in under 12s.
Yeah, it's just slow.
But, like, it's really hard to hit, especially if you're not hacking.
Yeah.
Which I probably should have done in hindsight, but, like, oh, well, you can't do anything about it now.
No.
I think it was... Yeah. So I was hesitant when I was batting. I did hit 1-6, though, which was unintentional. I was just sort of playing a pull shot and got a big top edge, but because the boundaries are only, like, 35 metres long, or I don't even know how long they are, but, nice. Yeah, something like that. I got a top edge and that went for 6. Towards the end of the innings, our captain sort of called out to the bloke from our team who was umpiring and just holds up 5 fingers. So I'm going, okay, I must be close. And I think I had drinks just a few overs before that where he didn't tell me what I was on. He brought me out a drink and he just said, stay in for the whole innings or ton up.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what he said. And then, yeah, he holds up 5 fingers. So I'm going... I probably should have caught onto that and gone, okay, I need 5 runs. But I wasn't completely sure. I didn't really know what to think.
I was like, oh yeah, 5 runs.
And again, I was cooked.
Yeah.
I was mentally and physically cooked by that stage.
So, well, there's just like 5 hours left to go in the innings or?
No, as in I needed 5 runs to get my ton.
Yeah, no, but like how long was left in the innings?
It might have been 3 overs left.
Okay,
two or 3 overs. There was one bloke at the other end who was batting really well and like actually trying to get there. Get the total.
So you've played about, like 120 overs of cricket.
In 2 weeks. Oh, no, yeah,
in,
pretty much.
In a one day.
Yeah, in the one day. And, like, because I'm not used to this either, because this is my second game of seniors.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I had a few chances that went down. I think I edged a few, but they're slips in what used to be I grade, I think. So, like, they're not going to catch it.
Yeah,
no. I think the other bloke who made 50-odd, he goes out. I get a single on the second last ball, I think, or third last ball. I'm not sure. But he goes out, and so I don't have the strike on the last ball.
Of the innings.
And I haven't made my ton. I didn't know how close I was. So a bloke comes in needing 6 to win and just completely misses it. So we lost. And then... I walk off and they go, yeah, you made 99 not out.
I'm just, oh, come on.
Oh.
No.
But, I mean, if they told me, like, if I'd known, I don't know, I probably, yeah, I would have gone for it in hindsight. Well, obviously, I would have gone for it.
Yeah.
And tried to get there.
What do you reckon would be worse, though? Getting not out of 99 or getting out of 99? Yeah,
I
know 99?
People have asked me this before. I'd prefer to be not out.
Okay.
Like, knowing what I knew at the time, like, I'd always wanted... I think that was my mindset towards the end there. I just wanted to be not out at the end.
Okay.
But again, yeah, had I known I was that close, I probably would have gone for it and tried to get one over the top, knowing because the boundaries are so small.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, definitely, yeah. I think it's better to be not just for the average, but yeah, I think you don't have as much regret if you're not out.
Yeah.
Because, like, you kick yourself if you go out in the 90s.
Yeah.
And you get really down on yourself with your self-confidence and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no.
So that's...
Yes, that is the story of my high score, so...
Do you want to know the story of my high score, Jim?
What is it?
I made 40 in the first day, came back the next day, everyone was like, Nick's going to make a 50 today, so everyone comes in.
Oh, no.
This is against St. Andrews, my best mate that I've known for, like, since Mother's Grip, so I've known him all my life.
Yep.
Comes in, I take two off the over so far. Hits me these nice, juicy full tosses, and I just... Because, like, I can barely see the ball, because I'm, like, just starting my innings again. Tickle them down to fine leg for two. And then next ball, bowls me one full on the stumps. Completely miss it on bowled for 42.
Ah, nice.
And that's the story of my high school.
Oh, well, that wraps it up. That's the end of the potty. Go and follow our socials. Fine Leg to Fine Leg on Facebook and Fine Leg Cricket on Instagram.
Yep.
Check out our other podcasts and catch you later.
Yep, have a good one.